He glanced at her, caught her gaze, and held it for a moment before she looked away. His eyes were brown, a warm brown that seemed to hold humour in their depths. Did he think the situation was amusing? No doubt he did. And her fear? Something else to ridicule. "I've never been a horseman," he said, still stroking Maud. "I've never made the time." She didn't mention that he hadn't the money to purchase a horse, being a shepherd. Besides, what would he need one for? His legs carried him well enough. "I doubt your sheep would welcome the presence of a horse," she said, "and Peter and Paul no doubt would object." She really shouldn't pay any attention to his smile. It had the effect of warming her from the inside out. "What's her name?" he asked, his hand flattened on Maud's neck. "Maud." Then, even though he hadn't asked, she filled in the rest of the story for him. "It's from the Tennyson poem," she said. Maud acts as if she's never seen sheep. She really didn't want to have an amiable conversation with this man. Instead, she should leave right this minute. She's exercised at home, in a small paddock. He looked at her again. It was the confrontation, of course, that made her feel so very strange at that moment. Or the fact that she'd been warmed from her ride. That was the explanation for the rush of heat she suddenly felt. "I didn't expect to meet a beautiful woman on an extraordinary-looking horse today." How dare he say such things? It was the height of rudeness. Yet at the same time, she couldn't help but feel a tiny frisson of pleasure at his words.